Up next on American Restoration.
What the hell you got there?
I've been saving up to get my own set of wheels for a while now.
Bradley, what have you done?
It's my new investment.
Bradley's dream car is gonna turn into a nightmare.
This place is huge.
My brother Ron got a lead over at the Pinball Hall of Fame.
It's basically about 1,000 pinball and arcade games.
What the heck is this ridiculous looking thing?
It's almost impossible to find the parts we need. There's 3,000 cars out here. You see anything?
Jackpot! Woo!
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
So, where are we going, Ron?
Dude, trust me, this is gonna be an awesome pick.
My brother Ron got a lead on some potentially cool picking over at the Pinball Hall of Fame. There's a huge market for restored pinball machines, so I hope he and Tyler can pick one out for a really good price.
This is the place. Hey, Tim?
Who is Tim and where are we? This is like somebody's house, Ron. I thought you said we were going to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
I don't know. I hope you got the right address.
Yeah, it doesn't really look like the right address.
Hey, Tim, you back here?
Over here.
You just wanted to keep us guessing.
I'm the proprietor of the Pinball Hall of Fame here in Las Vegas. I suppose you want to see some of my junk.
I'd love to see your junk.
You would what?
Smartass.
Oh, my God, this place is huge.
What exactly is this place, Tim?
Well, this is the storage facility. So it's basically about 1,000 pinball and arcade games in a big building in my backyard.
Do they work?
Some of them work, some of them don't.
Oh, dude.
Ow. What?
This is awesome. You went like this, that's all you did, man. Climbed a building. Dude, this game was so much fun. We're looking for something that a collector would go absolutely crazy for once we restore it. But we also have to get it at a really good price, otherwise we're not gonna make any money.
God, it's like being a kid in a candy store. Like,
Hey, hold on, guys.
What?
T, you walked right by this thing.
What is it?
Looks like the world's smallest pinball machine.
That's a countertop pinball from the 30s. It would sit on a counter or a bar in a cigar store. And you shoot the ball, and if you've got a certain score, they'd give you a free beer or a free cigar or cash payout.
Free beer.
Free beer.
What would you let something like this go for?
I'd take $400 or $500. It's yours.
Yeah, this is something we'd probably pay $100 for. So.
Well, then I'm not that anxious to sell it.
All right.
I don't sell my friends.
I seriously hope this guy's willing to part with some of his friends today, because my dad's not gonna be happy with a wasted afternoon.
Gonna be overall.
All right.
One thermostat's gonna shut down everything.
One thermal.
What the hell you got there?
Bradley, what have you done?
It's my new investment.
I've been saving up to get my own set of wheels for a while now, and I got a sweet deal on this 1965 Chevy pickup.
You actually bought this?
Yeah, $1,500.
Oh, my God. I don't know what Bradley was thinking. This thing is gonna burn the biggest hole in his empty pockets.
You like it? It's pretty sweet.
There's a lot of work, Bradley. I mean, there's a lot of work on this thing. I mean, look at the side of it. It looks like somebody hit it with a railroad tie.
I've seen a couple of these around, and they look just sweet when they're done, so.
Who do you think's gonna fix this up?
I mean, it'll probably take all of us, you think.
You think?
You think? Dude.
What the? What do you think?
If you paid more than $100 for it.
$1,500.
You paid $1,400 too much. I'll send you this piece of wood that'll fill this hole right here for $200.
You gotta start somewhere.
It's perfect. Let's see what kind of shocks it's got. This one's gone.
Bradley, go start it up. Let me hear it.
Let me see what it sounds like. Get out of the way.
That don't sound good. I mean, we either got a huge exhaust leak or a hole in the head. Something's definitely wrong.
The bodywork is horrific. The engine needs an overhaul, and the interior is a disaster. It's all fixable, but I think Bradley's dream car is gonna turn into a nightmare for his wallet.
Bradley, this is gonna take a ton of work. I mean, hours and hours. It's probably gonna take you months to work on this.
I remember when I was a kid, the first thing I got was a crap Jeep, you know? Drove it in, my dad said, what did you just do?
Right.
But I fixed it up, and the next thing I know, I was winning car shows with it. So more power to you, but there's a lot of work here.
So can we start working on it today?
This is yours. This is your baby, okay? You're gonna spend your time and your money. You got the tools here? Get down to it. Don't let it sit. You need to start working on it.
When?
Tonight.
All right.
After work.
So I really can't wait to get started on this, but I'm gonna have to pucker up and kiss some serious butt, because I don't think I'll be able to do this by myself.
Oh, there goes the engine. And the shocks.
Uncle Ron and I have been looking around this Pinball Hall of Fame storage warehouse in this dude's backyard for quite a while now. It's absolute torture not being able to play any of these games. But we still have to find something cool to actually restore, or my dad's not gonna be happy.
What the heck is this ridiculous looking thing?
Oh, what is this? You might actually have found something of use for once in your life. You found
what?
A peek of you.
What is that?
It's a porno machine.
It wasn't quite porno. It's burlesque.
Which is?
No nudity.
Right, no nudity.
They actually stay clothed.
But how racy can you get with clothes on?
You're peeking in on something that you weren't supposed to be watching. Yeah. It's taboo. What more do you know about this, Tim?
Well, I got this from an old operator down in Texas who used to put them in bars. He said it was a great moneymaker. It was a nickel. That was quite a bit of money back then. He had a bunch of different film with it. He'd have some more racy than others.
Imagine my dad. That's what he used to watch.
That's weird.
That's kind of creepy. But that's
not
what they watched.
And,
but they were not supposed to be doing it.
Okay, you boys are beginning to annoy me with your prattle. You could take it home today for $250.
I'm really thinking in the $100 range.
Oh, what the heck. Let's meet halfway at 150.
I mean, 150 is not bad.
Yeah.
Would your dad want this?
I guess it's something weird, like something we don't
it see. It is weird. It's unusual.
I'm okay. Go with it.
I think 150 is fair.
Done.
Dude, awesome. Deal.
You need it.
We do need it.
Very good find out of you. Finally, we got something that's not only worth restoring, but it's going to be a good form of sexual education for Tyler. Now, we just have to bring it back to the shop and hope Rick shares our enthusiasm.
Gonna have to lift up a little bit.
Yeah.
Bretley bought a 65 Chevy pickup for his first car. I think it's great that Bretley's taken on a big project like this, and all the guys are helping him out in their spare time. But I don't think he's got a clue what's in store for him, especially with this scrap heap.
How far am I going?
Down to the metal.
The problem is, as soon as I fix one dent, I find 10 more, and we just got started.
Wait, I think I found the spot. Yeah, there's no dent here.
Tyler and I are just getting back to the shop with this peek of you, and I can't wait to show Rick.
All right, what'd you guys get?
Tyler actually found something pretty sweet, man.
He went to the pinball museum and you got a peek of you?
Mm-hmm.
I figured you two would get something like this. What are you thinking?
It's something I haven't seen. I doubt that you've done one before.
No.
I haven't seen one in the time I've been with you. It's rare, I know that.
Okay, well, you two numbskulls actually landed on something pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to different swap meets and fairs and
I know.
Run backyards. I've been everywhere. I've never seen one like that. This thing went to, like, traveling carnivals and arcades and stuff like that. That's where you'd get them, but at the same time, you couldn't go look in a catalog and buy one when you were buying arcades. You had to know somebody to even buy one. So they're rare. They're very, very rare. So what'd you pay?
We paid $150.
If we can restore it, that's a pretty good deal. That's a good deal. It's great outside. I mean, I see no problem physically doing the outside, but we need to tear it open, and I need to get inside and figure out how it works like anything else.
Not only do we have to restore this thing, but if we want to get top dollar for it, we're going to have to find some old school burlesque film to play in it. But something tells me that's not going to be easy.
It's kind of heavy. Be careful.
Oh, God, my forearms.
Man, Rick wasn't kidding. There's so much work to do on this thing.
Pull up.
All right, push it towards me.
No, wait.
Oh, did you save it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, Tyler! Woo!
So I'm talking about.
Open this thing up.
We've been working on a really rare PQ machine that Ron and Tyler picked up. We got all the old paint and rust off in the bead blaster. And Phil smoothed out all the rust spots on the bodywork. So now comes the tricky part for me and Cowboy. We need to see if this mech needs a complete overhaul. Okay, we gotta figure out how this works. We're gonna light it up. We're gonna give it some power and see what happens. Go ahead and plug that hot lead in. Be careful of the end that's hot.
Now?
No.
Now?
No.
You wanna curl your hair? You get a free bouffant.
Okay.
Here we go. Light works.
All right, everything's working, watch. This one's spinning, and then that one's clicking. I think the problem, though, is it shouldn't stay running. See how this is right here? This should shut it off. What'd you do?
Nothing.
Wow, check it out, it did it.
That's a long-ass movie. At least we know it works.
See how bent this switch is? This is our problem. We just have to adjust this. Okay, let's try nickel in it and see what happens.
Now we'll see how short that movie is.
That's it. That's all you get for 5 cents.
I didn't even get my zipper down.
Hey, yeah. Watch where the hell you're going, man.
Hard left.
Hard left.
So I finally got all the bodywork done on my truck, and Rick is awesome. He's gonna take care of the paint, because that's way out of my league. So while the paint's drying, Tyler and I are gonna hit the junkyard.
We came to the junkyard today to look for parts for Brettley's 65 Chevy truck.
We gotta find doors and a seat, because the ones we have are in pretty bad shape.
Do you need that?
No.
It's almost impossible to find the parts we need. There's 2,000, 3,000 cars out here.
So the words needle in a haystack definitely come to mind.
Climb on top of something and look. You see anything?
I think that's one right there, yeah?
We can go check it out. Why are you walking so damn fast?
Because I'm hungry.
Oh, CB radio.
Rigger 190, a large pepperoni. Over.
Damn.
Look at this thing. 66.
Close enough. Here's one door. Oh, here's the other door.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Ready? Don't be screwing it up on the way out.
Damn, look at this seat. This seat's cool. I mean, look at this thing, man.
Why don't you put the seat right in the way?
Ooh, this thing's gonna be sweet.
Sweet.
Let's go get something to eat. I'm freaking hungry.
Things are moving along with the PQ restoration. Ted is designing some custom graphics for the case. And the only thing that's missing is the film that plays in the machine. So I'm sending Ron and Tyler out to the Burlesque Hall of Fame to see if they can track down any footage. If there's anybody that can find half-naked women, it's those two.
You know what? I just thought of something important. Should a 17-year-old boy be in the Burlesque Hall of Fame? I'm gonna say no to that.
Whatever, let's go.
Whoa. Seriously, dude, stay here.
Are you kidding me?
You're 17, bud. They're not gonna let you in here. You're gonna have to wait.
Well, I legitimately hate you right now.
Well, see you in a bit.
You're taking the keys? It's 110.
If I leave the keys, you're gonna leave me here.
Got that right.
Later, kid.
Whatever.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. I'm a volunteer here at the Burlesque Hall of Fame in Las Vegas. What we do here is preserve the art of burlesque, which is truly an American performance art form. If you want, you can take a look around. We have a new exhibit out. It's a timeline of burlesque history in America.
How about that outfit? You got a little information on that outfit for me?
Yeah, that's a G-string that Tempest Storm had worn.
But that's all they wore was just that G-string?
That and bare breast or pasties.
Pasties?
Mm-hmm. Which would be nipple covers.
A
no pasties. So far, this is the coolest museum tour I have ever been on. This girl knows her burlesque. Tyler's totally missing out right now.
Oh my God, it's hot in here. Ron! Ron! It's hot.
So is there something I can help you with today?
Actually, yeah, we picked up a peek of you and we're gonna restore it. So it didn't have film in it. We can't find it anywhere.
I can show you what we have here. Perfect. If you're looking for anything else, we can go from there.
Very good.
We probably are one of the very few people that still have this footage. So I have three burlesque films here.
Okay. Can I take these out and kind of look through them?
Yeah, as long as you're careful with them. Okay. Feel free to look at them.
Right on. This is pretty hot. Wonder what kind of shape she's in now. What do you think?
Maybe she's a cougar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely coming back to this place. In the meantime, Amanda's gonna let us borrow the footage so we can make copies for the peek of you. Thank you so much for the tour and the footage. I gotta run. My 17-year-old nephew's waiting for me out of the car.
You know, he could have come in. We're open to all ages. It's not an 18 and up museum.
Crap.
Ron!
We finally finished restoring a 1950s peek of view machine that we got during a pick. Ron found someone who might be interested in buying it, and I figured what better place to set the mood for unveiling this thing than at the Burlesque Hall of Fame.
What's up, brother?
Hey.
What's going on?
How much?
Tom, Rick.
Tom, good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Amanda,
hi.
Amanda, great to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
There's a potential buyer I've got for the peek of you.
I'm excited. Come on in. I want to show you.
I came to Las Vegas today to look at a 1950s peek of you.
So we ready?
Yep.
Here we go. There it is.
Wow, that's unbelievable. When he unveiled it, I couldn't believe it. It looked so good. It looked like it was brand new. Well, I'm a big fan of anything from the 50s, and I organize burlesque shows.
That's absolutely perfect.
Was it in this condition when you got it?
No, it was pretty rough. It was really rough, and it was banged up a lot. You know, we had to take it apart, pound out all the dents again, get some good primer on it, and then paint it all. So we put a nice poly paint job on this, give it that nice flake look.
And things like the picture and these stickers.
Our artist, Ted, went and redid all this stuff, and he put that art back in there to give it more of an era look. You know, they're more turn of the century. You couldn't read this anymore. It says you get 5 views for 3 shows, so it makes you just salivate for the next nickel.
It looks great, but does it work?
Yeah, it works. All right, here's a nickel.
Okay.
Okay, all you're gonna do is drop it in the slot.
Yeah.
And then you get the best show of your life. What do you think?
Wow, that's looks great. I think when people get to see this, they're gonna be really impressed.
Yeah.
He was able to get some authentic 50s burlesque movies. And the pictures inside, it looked perfect. So how much are you going to sell something like this for?
With the amount of hours that I have on this piece, I'd like to get right around $1,800 for it.
Yeah, I told my wife I wouldn't pay more than
$1,200. $12. I tell you what, I'll go to $17, but we're getting close.
Will you take
$1,500? $1,500. Do you have a museum, or is it just something that you collect and you're going to put it in your house, or...?
What I'm going to do with it is I'm going to lend it to the Burlesque Hall of Fame Museum on a permanent basis.
That's awesome.
I think perhaps when it's my event in Vegas, I'm going to ask them to bring it just for the weekend so everyone can see it.
All right. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? After you just said that, to be quite honest, I think you got a deal with $1,500. Okay?
That's perfect.
Deal?
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Knowing that it's going to be on display at the Burlesque Hall of Fame just sealed the deal for me. I couldn't be any happier.
Oh, I don't need another nickel.
So that was a good deal, huh?
I actually can't wait to go back there and do some more business. I love that place.
I'm glad we got rid of it, you know?
Hey!
Whoa! Look at that. Check it out! He got it running. Wow. Damn, that looks awesome. Look at this thing, man.
Holy crap.
Looks good. Came out nice.
I learned a lot. You know, I'm very, you know, proud of myself, I guess you can say. But I've definitely learned a lot from everyone helping. And I really appreciated that.
Absolutely awesome.
Check this thing out, man. It's like all spiffy clean.
I really like the detail they put into it. It needs to take care of that thing because that is a nice truck.
Look at the bed. This is beautiful.
Very neat, very tight. Very
nice. Baby, look at the truck.
Check it out.
That is awesome.
Looks good.
I'm so proud of him, and I know he's probably very proud of himself, and he's going to drive that truck proud.
You did a lot of detail. You got the chrome on it.
Yeah.
Wow, I love the interior. Look at it, matches.
Yep.
You got the red and white thing going on. All this thing really came together. I mean, it is just beautiful. Brettley doesn't get a lot of credit for what he does at the shop. But on this truck, I mean, he was literally the driving force to get this thing totally finished. Ooh. I'm really, really proud of what he turned out. It's a work of art.
I got like a question though, Brettley.
Huh?
Where did all the money come from?
I had my ways.
I just need your money so I can restore my 65 Chevy. I just got a dollar. I just got another dollar. Thank you very much. Holy cow, I have a $100 bill in my case.